This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. Three children remain hospitalized at Shriners Hospital in Boston after a fireworks accident at the private home that injured 13 people in Pelham, New Hampshire, Tuesday night. Five people have been hurt by fireworks in Massachusetts this week, according to State Fire Marshal Stephen Cohen. For more on the range of injuries caused by consumer-grade fireworks, we spoke with Dr. Colleen Ryan, a staff surgeon at Shriners Hospital for Children and director of the Outpatient Burn Center at Mass General Hospital.
The most severe, of course, are the blast injuries and the burns. The blast injuries can actually cause a hand to be blown off or an eye to be injured. The burn injuries can range from relatively minor burns where, for instance, a child steps on a sparkler or steps on some hot coals related to the fireworks, or there's flash burns where they get a more superficial burn. If they're close to the fire, it can actually become a much deeper burn requiring skin grafts.
Many people say after accidents like this that they thought that the children or other spectators were far enough away from where the fireworks were going off to be safe. Is there really any safe location?
It's really hard because they're so unpredictable. Anything can set them off. Friction or small sparks of static electricity can set the fireworks off. And once they start, they get out of control. And also, when people are dealing with fireworks and there's alcohol in the mix, things become even more dangerous.
You've joined with the Massachusetts Fire Marshal's Office on a campaign urging people to leave the fireworks to the professionals. And you say that that should include the sparklers. You talked a little bit about those, and all other consumer fireworks are illegal here in Massachusetts. Why, again, do those sparklers concern you so much?
Because they're given to children. The parents, they look at me and they say, well, it was just a sparkler, and that's just it. They're sitting there with an injured child, and they're telling me it was just a sparkler. And it's very difficult to convince people that these are actually dangerous. The tip of a sparkler is a very, very high heat source. It's over 1,200 degrees, and some of them reach 1,800 degrees. They can cause contact burns, you know, when you touch them, even if they're out and they're still hot. They can have little flecks that go into your eye. In the worst-case scenario, they can cause a clothing ignition. They could ignite hair.
Can you speak to the lasting injuries or scars and also the trauma that families may experience after one of these accidents?
The more serious burns, the second and third degree burns, are concerning in terms of the risk of infection and the risk of scarring, problems with long-term function of the extremity. When you have burn injuries, it's painful. You need to undergo surgery to help you with your scarring and to get the wounds to heal. The anguish that the parents go through is just unparalleled. They want the child to have a great 4th of July celebration, and instead it winds up with a disaster.
Dr. Colleen Ryan is a surgeon at Shriners Hospital for Children and directs Mass General Hospital's Outpatient Burn Center.